Richard, would it be harsh to suggest that that was 2 points dropped in the end?
I don't think it's 2 points dropped necessarily. I think, yeah, we probably just shaded it, but we've took 4 points now off a top side with a big budget. So when you look at it realistically, we've got to be fairly happy with that. We just said to the lads in the change room, everyone's looks down and depressed. We said, look, you've got to be realistic. We've took 4 points off top side over the course of the season. That's an achievement for the level that we're at. That's an achievement, and it's a testament to where we are now as a football team, that we are competing against the top sides on a regular basis. We've just got to make sure that we're up for another big one now on Wednesday against Mikulova.
Ryan, Sam and Nigel coming off the bench made a difference in the last 15-20 minutes for you.
Yes, they all did. We knew our substitutes today were going to be important. Having played, obviously just on Saturday, we did freshen things up, and we've got the squad to be able to do that. We knew we were perhaps going to get a little bit tired, and the substitutions that we were going to have to make were important, and they all came on and all did a very good job and changed the game.
Would it be fair to say that you should have been one, possibly two in front before the penalty for Sutton just before the break?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, we had a good chance. Jordan had a good chance first half. I think he just toe-poked a little bit. Kyle Edwards had a good one first half as well. Didn't quite connect properly. And that, like I said, that was all before their penalty, which didn't come at a very good time. In all fairness, I thought it probably was a penalty, but no real arguments. The kid was backing into him, but I think he was clever and he bought the penalty, so I haven't really got a problem with that. If we'd have scored our penalty second half, I think we may have gone on and won it, because we did have a good head of steam up, and that's the one thing that we always do. We keep on going, and you can't knock these lads for that.
And Jordan's goal, a goal to grace any football match.
Oh, what a finish. What a finish. He's turned, he's brought it down his chest, half volley, struck it very, very well. Give the keeper no chance at all. And that's what he is capable of. He's a handful, he's a big lad. And he has got that ability to do that. I'd like to see him do more of that, looking after the ball and turning, getting his shots off. But yeah, very, very good goal.
Difficult game on Wednesday at Mikulova. But nothing to fear, really, because you've taken your points in the home games, which you were looking for.
Yeah, we've just said to the lads, look, we dropped a couple today, we need to go and win every game. We still want to try and go for these playoffs, we still want to try and get into them. Yes, now we've got to go and win at Mikulova. Very, very difficult. Can we do it? Yeah, I think we can. We can have a good go. Obviously, they're going for the title, so, and if I'm honest, they're the best side we've played this season. But we've got to go there and believe that we can do it, and if we do go and do that, then the next game becomes massive again. And we still have some big games, hopefully, before the end of the season. But we're certainly not going to give up hope. We're not going to go there and just roll over. We don't do that for anybody.